Mr. Chair, Honorable Director General, dear Marco Chan, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor for me to attend this 65th World Health Assembly. We all know that the World Health Report 2010 revealed every year the cost of medical treatment leads more than 150 million people to financial ruin because they do not have any health insurance coverage. This is unacceptable. Access to affordable health care means effective protection against impoverishment. The German experience has proven universal access to social security and high quality healthcare services is the first and foremost precondition for economic growth and social cohesion. Universal health coverage is a major challenge to all of us, developing, transition and developed countries alike. However, the experience gained by many countries clearly shows that universal health coverage is possible. Nevertheless, we have to remain realistic. Universal health coverage cannot be achieved automatically. It takes clear visions, a political process, and a legal framework to make it become a reality. Germany is home to the oldest social security system in the world. We take pride in this fact and work hard to adjust the system to new challenges and realities. Due to our long tradition in social health security, the average German citizen considers the existence of universal health coverage as a given public good. Germany welcomes the fact that the World Health Report 2010 has put health financing high on the political health agenda. We are very proud that the report was officially launched in Berlin. In order to support the message of the World Health Report, we held a major ministerial conference in Berlin right after the launch. Our aim is to support international and multisectoral cooperation in health financing. This is why Germany had put forward the resolution Sustainable Health Financing Structures and Universal Coverage that was adopted by the World Health Assembly last year. We strongly support WHO's focus on questions relating to health system strengthening and financing. Ladies and gentlemen, the World Health Organization is the only organization in global health policy that has a global health mandate and 194 member states behind it. A normative and coordinating role of WHO in this strategic field is in the international interest. International cooperation can play a facilitating role as an honest broker between the different stakeholders and can provide technical support in the field of universal health coverage. Therefore, it is important that support is well coordinated and harmonized between the different partners. The Providing for Health initiative is a very good example of how this can be done. Coordinated support from different donors is provided to national governments in conducting a multisectoral stakeholder dialogue to develop a national strategy and a roadmap on universal health coverage. At the international level, the involved partners coordinate their support. Providing for Health is an open network of bi- and multilateral donors. We would appreciate it very much if member countries, which just recently started being supporting donors themselves, were to join this network. This would be a major step forward in coordinating support for universal health coverage. Thank you very much for your attention.